Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.848 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. And on this Thursday, we have live with us this morning former Brewers pitcher and broadcaster Tim Dillard. Morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. I thought you were going to let that song play out. I bet all your listeners are like, "Ah, man, we have to listen to this guy rather than that song."
I know. Like, never liked the DJ that talked over the ramp, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, good to have you with us today. What do you make of where the Brewers are against the Giants? We got a 2:45 game, afternoon baseball for the crew today. And if we win, we get the split. I suppose if you'd offered me a split with the Giants before we headed out, I'd have taken it.
Yeah, but you'd like to, you know, two wins already in the bag by the time game four rolls around.
Yeah.
But not the case. You know, to me, it's been great performances, obviously on both sides, but I feel like the game changer, the reason that the Brewers are down one game here is because of the defense. You know, there's been some miscues here and there, very out of characteristic just because of whatever reason. It's not just one guy, it's a couple, or it's three. And very strange. I hadn't been able to put my finger on it. If anybody's out there that's been watching these games, probably know what I'm talking about, but it's just something. I don't know if it's the infield grass, the way they're cutting it. But it's very strange. But, yeah, that's really just a couple plays. It's the factor of giving a major league team four outs in an inning. Most good teams are going to take advantage of that.
Can't we just blame it on the time change? I mean, it's a two-hour difference, and you're flying across the country, and we're told when we change our clocks twice a year that that affects our rhythms right, and yeah, everything. Could it just be that?
Yeah, no, I doubt it. I think I've used that excuse on my wife a little bit, like just, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm just not, something's wrong, I'm a little off, you know, that's why I'm acting like, no, it's not that. It's, these guys are ready. We watch their infield, we watch their batting practice, we see all the stuff. Hard to put, you know, your finger on exactly what it is, but they'll be fine. This isn't something that is going to be a persisting thing. It's not going to keep going. It's just been out of character a little bit, but it's still a really good team. It's just the problem is they're playing a Giants team that is built top to bottom pretty well.
Talking with the Brewers broadcaster Tim Dillard live with us this morning. Is that stuff, the dropsies or the errors or things like that, can that be contagious, Tim? Like just for no reason, you mentioned like why this is a very sound defensive ball club, but sometimes the guy next to you makes an error and then next thing you know, you're the one airmailing one over to first.
I would say in some ways, not like contagious, like, you know, and I'm not sure the right way to say it, but I think the game speeds up. The game gets a little faster when things, you know, like, oh, man, we didn't make a play, and the next guy swings first pitch, and then, oh, no, we didn't make a play, and then this guy's stealing, or, you know, it's the game gets faster with more mistakes. I think that maybe has played into it a little bit yesterday, but for the most part, I mean, they'll settle back down. It'll be fine. I think they'll play very well today just because they got Tobias Myers on the mound. He's going to make his season debut. I think it's the 10th starter, different starter by a Brewer this year, which is strange because, I mean, we're, what, 20? This will be game number 26.
Right.
But, yeah, I think they'll settle back in. They'll be fine.
As far as Tobias goes, he had an oblique. Is there anything that a pitcher will think differently about or be sensitive about, or do you have to go in just straight, no, this is how I do my routine?
Well, I think last time out he threw like five innings, 70-something pitches. I mean, you don't throw that many pitches if you have a hang-up in the back of your head. And they have all these measuring tools. You know, if he's holding back at all, they're going to go, okay, well, here's your velo or here's your extension down the rubber. You know, the kids are monitoring all that stuff. They get this baseline. They do the same thing with the health, right? You hear about the guys doing physicals and spring training. They get a baseline like, okay, you're super healthy. This is where you're at. Okay. If you're on the mound and you're throwing, you're super healthy. This is where you're at. And so anytime an injury sneaks up, they got to get you back to that baseline. And he wouldn't be here in San Francisco if he wasn't there ready to pitch.
So Contreras was banged up, speaking of getting injured last night. Just kind of got beat up a little bit, William Contreras did. He also got hit by a couple of foul balls, including one that he told Adam McKelvey after the game broke his cup. Have you ever had your cup broken before?
Yeah, actually I have. I was drafted twice as a catcher, so like wearing a cup was, you know, part of the gig. And my dad, when he was a coach in the minor leagues, he made sure that every position player had to wear a cup. That was kind of one of his rules. And that's the way it used to be until outfielders stopped wearing them. And then that trickled into the infield and they stopped wearing them. But obviously catchers are still going to do that. And sometimes it's just going to hit just wrong. You know, mm-hmm. It's going to break your cup. It's not the lack of, you know, he's probably had a very special cup. When you get one that fits, those things can last forever, usually. So unless you get hit just right and then it'll crack.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, he says he told Adam that everything's there. That was the quote.
Good start, Tim.
Yeah, nothing lost in translation. No, that was great. Yeah, it's part of the game. I think that's what he was saying to Adonis after Adonis hit the ball. I think that's why Adonis was kind of laughing. And then when Murph came out, I think he kind of caught wind of what was happening. So it was a good moment of levity in the, you know, a game that's otherwise tough. It was a tough loss, I think, on their end. And but the game is fun. You know, I got to see Adonis in the tunnel afterwards. He was going to his press conference. It's hard not to like the guy, right? Like he just has a smile. He plays the game the right way. It's you don't want to root for him when he's playing your team, but he's an easy guy to root for.
Brewers broadcaster and former pitcher Tim Dillard live with us this morning on Brewers 360. Thanks, man. Great to catch up with you.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
And we've got Brewers and Giants afternoon baseball right here on WTMJ. It's a 2:45 first pitch.